It's time for the sports show for guys who know sports.
Texarkana's longest running sports talk program.
Leaving the Yard with Chuck Zack on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
It's time for Leaving the Yard. Welcome, Chuck Zack and Dwight McCowan. It's draft day in the NFL. It's like Christmas part 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're glad to have you along. Hopefully, if anybody out there is listening, yesterday we had issues, and you probably need to turn your phone on just so you can hear the show so that all of our talk in between segments doesn't happen to be leaking through, because it was yesterday.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking I got my phone fixed today, and it should be working well. But if it's not, you may want to hit us with a text or something or put it on the Facebook and go, yeah, we can hear what you're talking about. And, yeah, your mortgage went up just like mine because that's what we were talking about.
We were just talking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So if all is good and you didn't hear any of that talk and you can hear us loud and clear and commercials came through, then I'm happy we can move forward. I don't have to worry about, you know, watching what I say during the break. Dwight McCowan, great to see you.
It is. It's an exciting day. Obviously, if you're a Texarkana person, you know, we have a local that's hopefully getting drafted coming up in the next day or two, probably day two, day three. So looking forward to hearing Xavier Benson's name called, and we're pretty excited.
You think they're going to call him, or do you think he becomes a free agent? And I don't know that being a free agent isn't better.
Yeah, you can pick your destination.
You can pick your spot, but you don't have a guaranteed contract.
Yeah, it's also something by just seeing your name come across that right. ticker right there. That's just
that is pretty crazy.
That's pretty
to think
awesome.
About.
So you know, kind of reached out to him. He reached back out to me earlier this week, and you know, I just told him, you know, obviously we'd love to have him on once he gets through all this stuff. And he said he reached back out to me once it dies down and the craziness goes away. So
he thinks it's gonna die down and go away, and it's only gonna ramp up and get more intense.
Man, just. Yeah, I'm excited, super proud of him, man. He put the work in, and he deserves everything that he's getting his way. So,
and of course, for those who don't know, Zay played for PG,
correct,
during his high school years. Went on from there, ended up at the end of the day at Oklahoma State after kind of bouncing around a little bit.
Yeah.
Found a home with the Cowboys up in Oklahoma State and had a real nice last 2 years up there.
2 years, yeah. Yes, he did. I mean, and for all those kids who wants to specialize in sports, he was a district MVP in football and in basketball, and was pretty good helping out with track as well. So he's a multi-sport person, just putting that out there.
Part of that first PG state championship run in 2017, ended up with a huge play at the end of that game that sealed the victory.
Yeah, he did. And also shout out to new head coach of Hugh Springs, Blake Worley. When the moment Xavier made the interception, we threw our headsets off and we sprinted down to the elevator to get to the field level at AT&T Stadium.
Yes, I was texting Blake earlier today. For those who don't know, he's been at Winsboro for the last, what, 3 or 4 years?
5 years.
Five years.
Yes,
God, it doesn't seem like it's been that long.
5 years. 5 years.
Oh, my God, we're getting old.
Yeah, yes.
You're not. You're young. I'm getting old. But, yeah, he got the job with Hugh Springs to be the athletic director over there, head football coach.
Correct.
And he will be amazing, as he has been at everything he's done. He's just one of those guys that's a natural.
Yes, he is.
He's starting at a small school for being the head guy, finally. And – no slap to Hugh Springs, but he probably will outgrow Hugh Springs within the next 5 years, you would think.
You would think so, and the good thing for him is all they can do is go up right now because they're struggling.
Yeah.
So all I can do is go up.
I tell you what, for all the small schools, it's a struggle.
Yes,
I
mean, it is.
Some get lucky and find the right guy and kind of overcome, and some just you struggle with numbers, you struggle with support in the community, you struggle with facilities being kept up. I mean, there's a lot of struggles at a small school right now that is not necessarily the fault of administration.
Sometimes
it's just the circumstance.
And then you didn't have 20 years ago, which a lot of people are moving away from smaller towns and just, you know, you're losing talent level. So that starts off right there. That's a big impact.
So a couple of eyes that we're keeping an eye on. One, we already know where he's going, and Blake Worley. One we don't know, but we're going to be watching. Probably not tonight. He's not going to be a first-day pick.
I wouldn't think so, no.
I don't know if he goes tomorrow, but I would think he has a better than likely chance to go Saturday, certainly.
100%. That's what I'm thinking as well. Obviously, didn't get into those details on it. Just more so just congratulate me, proud. But, you know, I would love for him to go day two, but that's just, you know, the old coach in me sure. pipe dream. But I would assume day three, and you know, you hope it would be praying with some local, you know, maybe like the Texans or I'm not a Cowboy fan, but the Cowboys just
really?
Down the street. Just because, you know, they get a chance to go see him in person.
No, that's true. That's true. That's, that's a good
just
point.
A, that's just a selfish part of me.
I just don't all want to give Jerry money to go see Xavier Benson, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's right. that. That's my problem.
You know, last time I went to a Cowboy game, my stepdad paid for my ticket, so I didn't technically get
there
him
you
any
go.
Money.
That's the way to do it.
And I told my son we was not going to eat at the stadium. We waited after we left.
Come on.
Food's expensive.
Everything is. Water's expensive. Parking's expensive.
It was cheaper. We ate at Roadhouse. It was cheaper at Roadhouse.
Isn't that ridiculous? That's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
That's what Jerry ought to have is a Roadhouse in there. Imagine what he'd charge for that.
Oh, man. $100 a plate. Yeah, easily. My son wasn't happy, though, that he didn't get any food there. But, you know, I said, hey, man, you're at the game.
But he got Roadhouse. So,
and tell your papa, yeah. Thank you for giving me this ticket to the Cowboy game.
Exactly. You know, being the guy who's about to get drafted, it's got to be a bit nerve-wracking. Everything is out of your control
correct.
Right now.
Yes.
Unless you're a free agent, you get to start picking and choosing for the next 3 days while you're watching TV. And I'm sure if it was me, I'm probably trying my best to not watch TV. Most of the players are not necessarily guys who watch a lot of the NFL anyway.
Correct.
They do their own thing. They live their own life. You and I are probably glued in front of the TV more than the guys who play in college.
Probably so.
And so those guys are probably going about their business, and the phone rings, you're like, hey, what's this number?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is guess what? You just got picked by blank. Congratulations. We'll see you. We're going to have a plane ready for you, blah, blah, blah. We'll get you in our place on Monday. The
correct.
End.
Especially if you're first round or second round.
Yeah, pick. Oh, yeah. But you have, like, if you're a Texas kid, do you want to play in Buffalo or New York? Or if you're, you know, you're used to being outside, do you want to be in a dome someplace like Detroit? I mean,
correct.
Do you want a coach who's on a hot seat, who may draft you now with a GM that may draft you, and they both may be gone next year, and new regime comes in, and it's not like the old days where I'm entering the portal and I'll see you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're stuck on a 3-year contract, and they may or may not keep you around.
Well, that's the part where it's, you know, so much different from college. You know, you get to pick your destination, and now it's, hey, man, you're coming here whether you like it or not, you
right.
know, and which most parts, you know, you're going to be excited because now you're going to get another
oh, yeah.
paycheck, and you're just excited to live your lifelong dream. But once that settles in, like, man, I got to live in Buffalo?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
You know, that's how my thinking would be. Or, you know, I got drafted to the Miami Dolphins. Oh, yes, awesome. Yeah, I mean.
And you got to start. If you haven't, you're doing a lot of first. I got to find a place to live.
Yes.
I mean, I lived in the dorm before, an apartment off campus. Now I got to find a place.
Especially if you're single, you know, you got to get an apartment.
Right.
Single, you know, you don't even need a couch. You know, when you're single, you just go to your TV, TV stand. Somewhere to eat, a food tray and a bed. That's all you need. That's all us males need anyway.
Right, I'm not going to lie to you. When I moved away from home, I packed what I could pack in a U-Haul that I could pull with the back of a 78 Camaro.
Correct.
So that little engine in that Camaro wasn't going to pull very much.
Yes.
I had a mattress and a clothes. That's basically what I had. Yeah. And so my apartment that I had in Dalhart, Texas, my mattress was on the floor. There were no box springs. There were no frames. There was no dresser. There was no dining room table. I had a box spring and my clothes. A mattress and my clothes.
And you're probably living your best life, too.
It wasn't bad. But you know what? It was mine.
Because
first time in life, it was mine. It was my thing.
I got my first coaching job, and I moved to Greenville, Texas, and I had a one-bedroom apartment, and my wife at the time was my girlfriend. She came and visited me, and she's like, so you're not going to put that in this living room? Why?
Right.
This is a big open space there.
Right.
At my TV,
yeah.
My bed. I didn't have a dresser yet. Hung everything up. I had, I think, 5 big tiles, 5 small tiles.
Yep.
I'm good. Let's
you
roll.
Had 5?
Yeah.
Had 5. You were living large. I didn't have 5 tiles, man.
My mom gave them to me. That's it. Let's roll.
It's amazing any of us guys who are single then ever had a girlfriend.
I'm telling you, man.
Any woman that would walk into a place and see a mattress on the floor and a couple of boxes with clothes in it and no furniture has to turn around and walk out going, there ain't no way ever.
I had one mushroom chair to sit down in and play my video game.
Right.
I had an Xbox. I was 22 years old, man.
I just got to say, thank you, ladies, for actually enduring our stupid young and poor days while we tried to figure it out, because It wasn't. But it was a heck of a lot of fun.
It was fun.
So for guys like Xavier, we look forward to seeing all that get to happen. Now, we got to ask him when he finally signs this thing, what's his first purchase?
Absolutely.
I mean, he's not going to be a bonus baby with $1 million signing bonus, but he'll make a little bit of money.
Make a little bit of change.
Yeah. Anyway, draft tonight. We have the Cowboys version of the draft right here on the Fan on 107.9. That's going to start at 6 o'clock tonight. ESPN will have intermittent stuff, I'm sure, during the course of their programming over on 105.9. So we will have draft and then more draft. Cowboys are 24th in the first round. Looking at the beginning of the draft at 6 o'clock for coverage, the expectation is at 10 minutes a pick, you're going to get basically 6 picks an hour, which basically means for 24, you're going to have to be in about 4 hours. I think the actual draft itself starts at 7.
Yes.
The coverage starts at 6. So you kind of expect to see the Cowboys on the clock around 11 o'clock tonight.
Which I'll probably be asleep.
That's right.
But yeah.
The good news for me is, unless Dallas trades up, which I can't imagine they will.
I doubt, yeah.
They may trade back if there's nothing that they love at 24. But Green Bay's right after him at 25.
So
I get bang, bang, I cut my sports break, and then I can go to bed. I don't care about the rest of the round. But it's going to be until 11 o'clock. So I got stuff to do between when I get out of here and 11 o'clock.
I just like that they finally changed from 15 minutes. It used to be to 10 minutes. That 15 minutes would be just agonizing. I would always get upset, like, especially like the first pick of the draft or something, and they go the whole 15 minutes.
Right.
Like, dude, you know who you were picking the whole time. Let's go, man. What are we doing? Like,
you've known since the regular season ended, you had the first pick.
First couple of picks, you should. Come on, let's go. Come on.
Now,
come on.
I'll get this. The Bears traded away or got rid of Justin Fields. So they've got to have a quarterback. Caleb Williams is going to be their guy. And normally you come to the first pick, and if it's not a guy that you like have a need pick for, you can listen to offers. And the offers probably continue up until the last minute on draft day. I would assume when you're on the clock, you're fielding a couple of phone calls, you still want to hold that pick, or are you ready to move it? Bears, I think, are they're not moving it.
Yeah, I was gonna kind of half joke and poke the Bears a little bit, like, you say they're going to pick Caleb Williams. We thought that about 6 years ago, when they go get Mitch Trubisky, and it was like, "What are we doing? What are you guys doing?" Like, I'm not a pro scout expert, but I can tell you that's a bad pick.
Who's Mitch Trubisky in this draft?
Ooh, I could easily say Drake May. Not saying it
because what I was thinking
because of the same school.
Yep.
But I'm kind of looking. I know I'm a Jim Harbaugh guy, big fan, but I'm still trying to figure out why is J.J. McCarthy shooting up these boards so much. Like, I must be missing something.
But is he? That's just it.
That's true. It may be just a speculation because people want, you know, talking about quarterbacks and just hyping these guys up. Because I'm like, there is no way this guy's shooting up the board this fast.
If we started this program in November about talking about quarterbacks, J.J. McCarthy wouldn't even be in the conversation for day one.
And I'm trying to figure out, how did Drake May fall? How is he falling? Like,
And I'll go to the same question. Is he?
But, yeah, that's, again, true. I'm like, man, because I'm like, the little I saw the guy, he's easily at least the third best.
We were listening to the guy before us who was kind of freaking out about his draft day and made his big, you know, over-the-top presentation about the end. And I'm going to say this. Every one of these draft prognosticators are looking to get hits on social media.
True.
And so if all you're saying is Caleb Williams is going to be one, Drake May is going to be two, you know, Jaden's going to be three, and everybody's agreeing with that, well, then who's clicking on your thing?
It's kind of like, I want to say it was back when Johnny Manziel had a mock draft ESPN put Johnny Manziel as the number one pick to Houston Texans.
Right.
So it was like, yeah, come on, man.
Seriously.
But it went viral, and they were just talking about it. It was like, you got to be kidding me, guys. Like, you guys know good and well this is a lie. But, like you say, they run with
it. It gets clicks.
Yeah,
it makes people look at it. Somebody's talking about
it.
We're sitting here going, how is this guy going up? I don't know. They are. They're going up and down the boards on guys who are trying to get clicks, not necessarily an NFL GMs.
That's a good point. Good point. Good point.
All right, we're going to take a break. It's about 15 minutes after the top of the hour, leaving the yard, Chuck Zack and Dwight McCowan, the Thursday version of the big show. No show tomorrow. Oh, we got baseball tomorrow.
Ooh, a big one.
Mm-hmm. Quick timeout. We're coming right back. 107.9 The Fan, ESPN 105.9.
Animals are languishing in U.S. shelters, especially dogs who look a certain way. These dogs are just as deserving of loving homes as any type of dog, which is why we decided to help them get out of kennels. Join the thousands of supporters of our mission to help us expand our national reach and proudly place more dogs from kennels into their forever homes. To learn more about our mission, please visit us at kenneltocouch.org.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive, like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Every 36 seconds, a vehicle is stolen in the United States. Cars are an important investment, and you have the power to protect it. Remove valuables from your car or place out of view. Roll up your windows completely. Don't leave your car running while unattended, especially during the winter. And always lock your doors and take your keys or fob with you. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB.
This is a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Leading the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9 is presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
All my life I had to grind and hustle. I had to work like Kobe just to shine like Russell. They say, glad you made it happen.
At 19 minutes after the hour, leaving the yard, Chuck Zack, Dwight McCowan, 903-735-9905. And I want to remind you, last day, get your request in to try to register to win Ranger tickets. You can go to the Fan 1079 website and click on Win to See the Texas Rangers. And with that, you can get yourself entered into a chance to win a couple. It's actually a 4-pack of tickets. So it costs you nothing. You're just registering. You click in.
Man.
And if we draw you out tomorrow, you get your choice of Ranger tickets, where you want to, what game you want to go see. So if you haven't done it yet, why not? What are you waiting for? And if you wait until after the show, I'm not going to be able to remind you anymore. You're going to have to remember to do it. So get yourself in there and win some Ranger tickets.
Yeah, and go ahead and start checking the schedule. See which game when you win.
Thank you.
You want to go to.
Exactly. And I have a schedule here. Let me see. Is Milwaukee coming in at all? Since I'm a Brewer guy. I don't see the Brewers coming here. Ah, no. I need to plan a trip for the fourth week of June to Milwaukee. Because the Rangers are going to be in Milwaukee 24th, 25th, 26th of June. My wife asked me today, when do you want to go see your mom?
There it is.
I wonder
right
if
there.
I say 24, 25, 26, what she'd say about that.
Well, you don't tell it about the baseball part. You just
what
tell it
baseball?
Yeah. You go up there. Oh, the Rangers are playing up here.
Well, how'd that happen?
Yeah, let's just go watch a game too while we're here.
Wow,
perfect timing.
It would be amazing.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. Tomorrow night we got the game of the year, high school game of the year in town. It'll be the last matchup between PG and LE. Chance to win district, have bragging rights, get yourself a banner, be the one seed coming out of district, 15-4A?
I don't know their district
anymore.
15-4A. I don't keep up with them
That's
more.
Texas High's 15-5A. PG and LE are 15-4A.
Yep, Texas High's 15-5A. Yep. So that makes sense. Yeah,
big time. 6 o'clock tomorrow night. If you're not there at 5, you're not getting in.
No, and I was just telling him I'm already going to just make my spot on my couch
and,
and listen to Texas County Game Day crew. Yeah.
Well, you listen to us.
I could put one earpiece in and hit Texas County Game Day on mute. There we go. There you go. That's good
sure.
on TV.
There it is.
There it is, Chuck.
You figured it out.
Yeah, I got you.
Whatever. It'll be on not Real Country. That's Arkansas. It'll be on Newstalk 107.1 here on the radio. So you got that opportunity to be able to listen to the ball game tomorrow. That's the only game we got going on tomorrow. Tonight, actually, Arkansas High has just started over on Real Country. That is happening at 5 o'clock. So if you are so inclined, which I will do when I get out of here, I will flip it over to Brandon Wells and catch a little bit of either the baseball or softball game, whichever one he's chosen to broadcast tonight.
Let's just hope the rain holds off tomorrow.
Oh, don't even say that. The last one they were supposed to do on a Tuesday, they got bumped to a Saturday. They could play Saturday as well this week. I mean, they're going to have to. You got to decide district. They got to play.
I'll just say this for Liberalo coaching staff over there. Is it Fowler? Coach Fowler?
Yeah, Rick. Yeah, it's just Zach.
When I came here 9 years ago, man, you couldn't have told me that it'd be a PG-LE baseball matchup where, you know, it's 3,000 people there and it's going to be a super competitive game. He's done an unbelievable job of, man, turning that program around. And now they're not just, you know, it's a pretty good local team. They're a state power. Those are really good. And that makes it fun for the city. Obviously, I'm sure they're going to keep that game up even next year.
They are.
And going on, even though they're not in the district, you know, you got to play that game. That's just a massive game. And, you know, those kids get up for it. You can tell both teams get up for it. And so it's pretty fun to see. But like I said, 9 years ago, there's no way you could have convinced me that this thing would have been the way it is right now.
Which is really hard historically to go back and think about, because in 06, 07, it was LE that went to state and won a championship in back-to-back years. They won one of the two. PG started their run, and when their 6 in a row was over, by that point in time, LE was already struggling.
Yes.
And you kind of looked around going, wow, is that – will that ever get back off the mat?
Yeah.
And you're right. Hiring Zach and bringing in the guys that he had, Cody Engstrom and Ricky Rushing initially, and bringing in his dad back onto the staff to work the dugout, and then obviously adding Craig Jones the last 2 years. He's put together a really good staff. They are, you know, reminiscent of what Craig was doing at PG when he was there. The kids are – and he runs infield. Zach has figured out – he's got some guys around him know what they're doing and delegate the authority and let them do what they do. And Craig runs pregame, you know.
Yes.
He's fun going and he's hitting the ball. And, I mean, that's his thing. And he lets him run his thing.
Well, to me, that's where a good coach who's comfortable in his own skin, in his own self, that he knows he's a good coach, that you're going to delegate to other good coaches and that you won't.
Yep.
Good coaches around you. That's always been my philosophy. I don't want yes men around me. I don't want people who don't know what they're doing. I love to have guys who've won district championships, state championships around me, because that just strengthens our program, and that's what he did. Because, and again, it takes a person who's comfortable in their own skin and comfortable in their own ability, and everybody's not like that. They might say that a lot, but they're really not. And you can tell he is, because he wants what's best for Liberalo and baseball team. But most importantly, he's confident in his own self and his own ability. So when you like that, you're going to go get the best guys like he did. And that's why that program turned around.
It was funny last year to watch him in the playoffs, because I think it may have been the first or second time that Craig has not been a head coach in baseball since he left. And so you could kind of see where he kind of still included himself in the conversations that were going on, if there was a argument with an umpire or whatever. This year I hadn't seen that.
Yeah.
Craig stayed in his box, and Zach's come out and done the arguing of what, you know, balls and strikes or a play that was badly called or whatever. And I think it's taken a little while for Craig Jones to find his spot in that, too, because you're used to being the guy.
Yes, yes, for
now,
sure.
All of a sudden, you're not necessarily the guy, and you got to let the guy have his room to do what he does. It's been a really good relationship, though.
Craig, I mean, if I felt like if I went back and be an assistant basketball coach, I would be the same way where I'm in that second chair, and all of a sudden something happens. I'm jumping up like, hey, man. Oh, that's right. My bad. I got to sit back down. I'm sorry. I'm going to get a tech. You know, it just takes time to make that adjustment. But again, you know, when you respect each other, you know, you're gonna do what's best for the team and the program and the kids, and obviously that's what they're doing. And man, they're pretty doggone good.
I see it all the time in the NFL where former head coaches mm-hmm. take on jobs as coordinators for new coaches in different places, and you're wondering, is that gonna work or is
can make it work, some can't. That's probably why Bill Belichick does not have a job, because I'm like,
oh yeah, he could never.
There's no way.
Been there too long. Been the boss too long.
Yeah, Nick Saban, those guys can't do it. You know, that's just what it is. You know, but some guys can adjust and they can do it. You know, and so like I said, I just want to just give a shout out to those guys. Those guys have done a great job, tremendous job, flipping that program around and got it rolling.
All right, so 6 o'clock tomorrow should be awesome.
Yep.
I'm hoping. I hope it's not. I always say it. I hope it's not a blowout. Hope you get a good game. They've had two really good, really competitive, really dramatic, nerve-wracking games. That's kind of what you like. From the fan perspective, that's what you want again. From both of the coaches' perspectives.
I want to come out and blow their doors off and be sitting down in two endings like, I'm relaxed.
I want to be able to get my rotation right for the playoffs. I don't want to throw a guy too much. But from a fan perspective?
Yes, fans.
I want somebody to score in the bottom of or the top of whatever inning at the end. And have a dramatic play at the last out if it's the other side, that you finish the thing off with, wow, that was amazing.
Yeah, if you've seen how many side eyes I've given parents throughout the years, man, you ready for a good close game tonight?
No.
You see all these gray hairs? I don't want to add to it. I want to blast them in the first quarter, first three or four innings, and we're done.
Right.
We're sitting down.
Right. I get it. I don't see that happening between these two, and I may be dead wrong. We saw it last year that PG – jumped on Ellie early in one of the games over at the only game over at PG last year, and you know, batted around, scored 12, I think, in the first inning, and won 14-1. But that was such a it was the first trip back to PG for the Joneses.
That makes sense.
For Craig and the two boys. Yes. It was the first time they had gone back there and played as Leopards
instead of
in a place where the boys grew up playing in the, you know, in between the fields, and Craig was there was so much pressure, I think, that day. Since then, they've been really good competitive games.
Yeah, I had both of those, and they were in fourth and fifth grade when I taught those young men over there. So I could see that going back home, and it's just a different now. It's just, hey, let's go beat them, you know, for WT.
Yep, that's right.
And his teammates.
Softball tonight. Both Texas High's girls and Pleasant Grove's girls are in the playoffs beginning tonight. Tigers are in White House taking on 10th-ranked Huntsville. Game one of their series. Best of three, games two, and if needed, three tomorrow night, all down in White House. Pleasant Grove opens their series against Athens tonight. They're in Marshall. They will have game two tomorrow, and I believe Saturday, if they need a game three, is when they will play. So you got.
Is it all in Marshall as well?
Yeah, I believe
so. All in Marshall, okay.
I believe so. So you got all three of those going on as well, with those two schools playing three game series, best of three game series, trying to move out of the bi district round and into the area round. So we're rooting for both of them as well, and hope that they
play as long as they can.
Play again next week.
Obviously, getting on turf fields too. I'm just thinking about those. Sounds like all turf fields they're playing on.
Yep.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart. You get some rain, you still get those games in and get through the weekend. And if you win, keep playing and play some more.
As long as you got no lightning.
Correct.
You got no lightning. You can have an amazing time even in the rain.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Texas High is playing. Baseball is playing. Tyler.
They are. Tomorrow night. Yep.
Win that one in. Because this is kind of I think it's turned into a little bit of a log jam there right now. I kind of heard the other day at school. So
it could be a log jam.
Yes.
If they somehow, you know, lay an egg again tomorrow night, which we were talking about my mortgage. I'll make my mortgage put it on the table here and say, here's my mortgage payment. Yes. I'll bet that they don't lose Friday in Tyler.
Well, I said that a couple weeks ago, and they're going to play Tyler. You said, don't say that out loud. I said, oh, they're going to blast
Tyler. I'm saying it out loud.
At that time, I said, they're going to blast Tyler. I think they put like 21 on them.
I'm saying it out loud. After they lost that game to Pine Tree on Tuesday, I'm saying it out loud. They're going to destroy Tyler on Friday, and as a result, they'll be the third going into the postseason.
They might have to because Tyler probably mailed it in anyway. Like, hey, we're just trying to get through this thing.
How frustrating and difficult is that to coach?
It's
when
awful.
You know your season's over and it's been over for weeks.
Yeah.
You can't even score a run hardly. How hard is it to keep nine guys on the field?
Oh, it's a miserable feeling. You're just trying to, you're just trying to get through it to finish up testing and get home for the summer. That's all you're thinking about right now. I can promise you that's what he's thinking. It's been a long spring.
Yep.
I'm just over it.
Yep. I don't know when Tyler ever turns that thing back around again.
I've never known it to be around in the first place.
No.
Unfortunately.
Which is so hard to believe.
Yeah.
As big a city as Tyler is, and with two schools, not four, you would figure they would have a pretty good idea about being better.
I'm going to assume most of them are at private schools playing. Yeah. Be my guess.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. About 29 minutes till top of the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck Zach, Dwight McCowan, we have not mentioned the NBA playoffs. We got to come back and do that.
Oh, yeah.
I know Mr. Basketball's got some stuff for us on what has been a fairly intriguing first week of the playoffs. You stick around. We're coming right back to The Fan 107.9 and ESPN 105.9.
Put together everything you need for the ultimate backyard barbecue.
We've got a Big Green Egg, gift cards to get meat to grill, and passes to take the family to the water park.
We'll give it all away right before Memorial Day.
Enter by scanning the QR code at one of our live road shows this month or at a sponsor location,
including Unclaimed Furniture, Wingstop, or Honda, and the Bin Store and more.
The Ultimate Backyard Barbecue Giveaway is back.
From Texarkana's local sports leader,
107.9 The Fan.
Here's NASCAR Hall of Famer Mark Martin.
As a race car driver for 40 years, I survived a lot of crashes. Not everyone can run into a wall at 200 miles an hour and walk away. Without a seatbelt, I wouldn't be alive today. Now I'm retired, back home in Arkansas driving my pickup. I'm shocked how many people aren't wearing seatbelts. Why risk your life when it only takes 2 seconds to buckle up? Take it from number 6. Buckle up, Arkansas.
A message from the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
All families are different, and some have parents or children with little to no eyesight. But this doesn't stop them from sharing the work, play, love, and laughter of family life. Eyesight doesn't define a parent, a child, or a family. What counts is being together. Want to learn more? Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, here's the four states weather forecast
from 107.9 The Fan.
Cloudy tonight with a low of 68. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, mostly cloudy. High of 81. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low of 67. And a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday. Join us at our live road show tomorrow, 10 to 1 at the Bin Store and more in Oaklawn Village Shopping Center. Scan the QR code and enter to win our backyard barbecue prize package.
You're listening to Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Brought to you by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
I was sitting all day long on my pajama, eating peanut butter jelly with my mama. Always fighting with myself just for the job.
All righty, welcome back. About 25 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the yard, Chuck, Zach, and Dwight McCowan. NFL draft tonight coming up in about 30-ish minutes. We'll get the beginning of coverage on the Cowboys draft feed here on the Fan 107.9. And that'll run through the first round. So buckle in. You're going to have lots of that to deal with tonight. Baseball real quick. Rangers lost today to Seattle 4-3. They're back in second place. This is probably the way this is going to go for a while. Seattle and Texas probably going to battle out since Houston lost yesterday. They lost again today.
Oh, say it.
Yeah, I know. You're sad about that. They're, I think, 7-19 now.
Yeah.
And floundering is the best word for it.
I don't know who I dislike more, the Astros or the Red Sox. That's probably the Red Sox still.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a Red Sox fan. I don't really like anything Boston, by the way.
Okay.
They're just obnoxious up there to me.
All of them?
Yes.
Patriots.
Yes.
Celtics.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Bruins.
Every year is the Celtics year. Hockey, I don't really pay attention to.
See, I'm a Bruins guy.
Okay.
I grew up.
I have no opinion on that one, though.
My brother and I had like a tabletop hockey game growing up.
Uh-huh.
You ever seen those? You got the stick.
Yes,
you kind of swing the guys and shoot the puck. We had those growing up. And so we're talking about the early, mid-70s. It's the Bobby Orr, uh-huh. Phil Esposito Bruins. And so
that's
I was.
How you became a fan?
Huh?
That's how
I became a fan. That's how I became a fan. And then 75 or 76, I played the Flyers in the Stanley Cup Finals, and that cemented it. And I've been a Bruins fan ever since. The only hockey team I really actually follow are the, and I don't follow them that closely till we get to the. I watched some of Toronto and Boston last night.
Great.
I watched some of Game 2 when they lost in Boston. I'll probably watch some of Game 4 when it comes. That's just how I am.
I've always heard hockey playoffs is super intense and fun to watch.
It's a lot of fun.
And I've watched a little bit. I can remember watching when the Rangers won with Mark Messier as a kid. I was younger, and I thought that was pretty cool, but never just caught on to it.
Right.
It's cold.
Yeah,
and I don't like cold and ice.
Well, see, and we had hockey here. And that brought me back to hockey again.
Okay.
when we had the Bandits playing early, 2000. The Stars last night lost again. And if you're a Stars fan, you don't want to hear this, but they may be making history. They're the one seed,
oh,
and they're
no.
down 0-2 to Vegas, and they lost both games in Dallas.
Oh, no.
They may not come back to Dallas the way Vegas is playing right now. There's only been a couple of times in NHL history where the eight's beaten the one. They may, it happened last year. Bruins got beat in the first round after they had a record-setting regular season. Nobody had won as many games with as many points as they had, and they got bounced in the first round. So Dallas is in a little trouble right now.
And hockey coaches, they get fired like at the drop of a hat, seem like.
Yeah,
it,
they do.
It's like, geez, those guys just –
And that's our other thing. We got a guy who spent some time in Texarkana who's a coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning, John Cooper.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So we got some – and Pat Maroon played. And I think Maroon's on Boston now, if I remember right. So we've got some local connection.
Yeah, there you go.
To the NHL. All right, we'll get started NBA. We may come back on a second segment and talk about this some more, but we'll jump in there. And we'll start it with the Mavericks because they did not look particularly sharp in Game 1.
Correct.
Which makes sense because they really kind of had a couple of weeks off where they didn't have to. They were locked in the five. They knew they were going to be there. We knew 2 weeks ago they were going to play the Clippers. And so they didn't really have a whole lot to play for going down the stretch. Neither did the Clippers, though, in all honesty. L.A. won game one. Mavericks came back out. And as they do with the Clippers, had an exciting game.
Yes.
And stole game two in Los Angeles.
Well, there's a natural letdown when you're going into game one and Kawhi's not playing. And so you're thinking, okay, it's just natural, that really our best player is not playing. So we can maybe relax a little bit. You might not be thinking that, consciously, but your subconscious, you're thinking that, like, hey, man. And so the Clippers got on them game one and they beat them. And obviously Dallas is not the best defensive team. And so things like that are going to happen. But when Dallas is going, man, they're tough to stop. They're one of those teams where and they made a really sneaky good pickup when they picked up the young man from El Dorado, Arkansas.
Gafford.
That was a great pickup. protecting the rim. Yeah, just in case you got to run into, obviously, the Denver Nuggets next round, because that's whoever wins is going to play Denver, because Denver's going to blast the Lakers.
In four straight.
Yeah. If they're lucky, if the Lakers are lucky, they can get a gentleman's sweep of getting beaten five, but that thing's over. And so the Mavericks, to me, matches up pretty well with them. They can score the ball. Backcourt, I just don't know if they can defend them enough on the perimeter to beat the Denver Nuggets or the Clippers for that matter. But to go back to that, that's why I think what happened in game one, the Clippers jumped on them and the Mavericks just kind of, you know, kind of came out flat a little bit and bounced back and got game two, though.
And that's the beauty of those seven-game series and you're the road team in game one. You just shrug and go, okay.
Yeah.
We were supposed to win that.
Yeah, we just got to get one.
Yeah, they were supposed to win that one. They did. Our energy all comes in on game two. We steal game two. We just stole home court advantage.
Correct.
It's back in our favor.
Put the pressure on them.
You put the pressure on the Clippers. Now the Clippers are looking at it the same way. I just got to win one out of two in Dallas.
Yep.
If I do that, I come back. It's a three-game series. I host two games.
And that's what I like about NBA basketball. I know people always say, man, they don't play defense. Well, yeah, you don't. But it's mighty funny. You don't see those 145-point games right now.
No, you don't.
These things are down to the in the low 90s, low 80s right now because it's a defensive battle. They're fighting. Yep. The referees are not calling as many calls now. It's a lot of hand-checking going on. It's real more intense. The intensity has picked up, and which it will. It's going to get even more next round.
You mentioned the Lakers, who blew a 20-point lead in game two in Denver. Chance to do what we're just talking about with the Mavericks. Steal one in Denver. You get the home court all of a sudden. Instead, they gave away a 20-point lead. LeBron missed a wide-open three.
Yes, he did.
With about 10 seconds left to play. Lost his defender.
Mm-hmm.
Fell down. You got a line-it-up three-pointer. Bricked it. Nuggets don't take a timeout. Down the court they go. A little bit of frenetic defense for the Lakers. Murray hits a 15-footer at the buzzer. Game over. Lakers look like they were gutted like a fish.
Even when they was up by 20, I was like, nah. Nope. They just so explosive.
Yeah.
And they're one of those teams where right now they're just in their physical prime. All their guys are around that same age, you know, that late 20s. They just hitting their peak right now. And they look like a machine, man. They kind of look like the Warriors back in 2015, 2016, where no lead is safe.
Right.
They can get going at any time. The Lakers are playing their best games, and they're up, and it's like, and they're holding their breath because they know that Denver's coming. Like, this game is not over. So I think the Lakers, obviously, their best chance to get a game is going to be game three. Do I think they're going to win game three? Nope, I sure do not. I just don't think they stand a chance against those guys.
I was a little disturbed, if you're a Laker fan, watching the post-game press conferences. They did a lot of griping about the officiating. They didn't seem to take much ownership of the collapse. They blamed it on the guys calling the game.
Great.
And you got veteran guys like LeBron and Anthony Davis. You would have, and I get, they're frustrated they let that get away.
Yes.
They're angry they didn't finish it off. They know the hole they're in now, and it's probably going to be too much to climb out of. Even if you've got two Hall of Famers, probably not going to be able to come back from down 2-0.
Yeah, you win that game, you give yourself a fighting chance, right? At least, I say fighting chance. So you got a chance to push it to six.
Sure.
Now, hey, just get them to five. Just don't get swept. That's all I'm saying. If you're them, hey, man, let's don't get swept, guys.
But you know what? If you're down 3-0, do you just want to say, let's just get out of here? Season over.
Once you lose game three, it's 1-2-3 Cancun. Hey, boys, it's time for vacation.
That's right. Act like we care. Yeah. Go out and put up an effort. Hey. But don't worry. If we don't, see you next year.
Like I said, 1-2-3 Cancun. It's vacation time, guys. And LeBron and those guys getting ready for the Olympics. That's pretty much what that's going to be. That's just the worst possible matchup for them.
Yeah, you're right. And that was the conversation a week or so ago about maybe it was to the Lakers' advantage to not win that 7-8 play-in game and avoid Denver, but you won the game. What's next?
I hear people say that. It's like, okay, so say you lose on purpose, and then you play the next game and you play Sacramento. And who's to say Sacramento will come out and hit 25 threes on
you?
And now you're done.
Yeah.
No, you have to just win the game. You got to play, win, get in, and get your breath and just let the chips fall where they may.
And finish out a 20-point lead.
Close out the game.
That's right.
Hey, just close out the game. Get some stops. You know, make some free throws. Hit open shot.
Nuggets close are it scary out. Confident. That's just, when you got a championship in your pocket. You think you know you're going to win every game.
I would really love to see the Nuggets and Timberwolves in the conference finals. Should have been
You may get
finals.
That.
Yep, conference finals.
All right, we're going to take a break. 15 minutes till top of the hour, leaving the yard. Chuck Zach, Dwight McCowan. One segment left to go. We just started on the NBA. We'll finish off a little more of that talk and get you ready for the draft tonight. That's all coming up. You're on the Fan 107.9 and ESPN 105.9.
The Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the Bush Light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023, Anheuser-Busch, Bush Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Have you taken time today to thank God for His goodness in your life? If not, join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank You that You love me. I'm grateful for food, clothing, and a place to live. I'm grateful that I can come to You with my problems and find help to fix them or strength to endure. I'm most thankful for the promise of eternal life to those who believe and follow Jesus. I'm Pastor John Miller. Visit me at churchontherock.org.
In today's competitive market, a strong digital presence is a must for local businesses. Are you struggling to navigate the digital landscape? Look no further than Local First Media Group. We specialize in dynamic digital marketing solutions designed to elevate your online visibility. Our expert team tailors strategies to your business, ensuring effective engagement with customers. Choose from intuitive websites, cutting-edge technology, social media management, reputation enhancement, and SEO services. Local First Media Group is your partner in success.
There are a lot of vehicles on the road with jobs to do, and they come in different shapes and sizes. When you see an emergency vehicle, TxDOT vehicle, tow truck, or utility vehicle with flashing lights activated on the roadside, move over or slow down to 20 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. It's the law, with fines up to $2,000. When vehicles have flashing lights activated on the shoulder, move over or slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
High-tech, low-tech, big or small, high-tech signs can do them all. Hi, Russell Sparks here, owner of High-Tech Signs, and I'm here to connect your customers to you. Need an electronic message center? We can handle that. Your signs looking dim or need service? We can repair that. Need some vinyl letterings or a banner? We can do that too. So remember, high-tech, low-tech, big or small, High-Tech Signs can do them all.
High-Tech Signs, connecting your customers to you. 903-838-8999 or visit hightechsignstxk.com.
Since 1966, Robbins Toyota has served the Texarkana area with integrity, honesty, and loyalty. These characteristics define the Robbins Toyota experience. Quality started by Eddie Robbins 57 years ago that continue to this very day with daughter Susan Robbins. Before your next new or pre-owned auto pickup or SUV purchase, check out the complete inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at robbinstoyota.com or visit the dealership at 6233 Mall Drive, Nash.
Spring is here. It's time to give your lawn and garden the care it deserves. Miller Buoy Supply has a great selection of garden seeds and plants, and when it comes to maintaining your lawn and garden, they've got you covered. Miller Buoy Supply has the chemicals, fertilizers, garden tools, and equipment you need. Miller Buoy Supply, where your green thumb dreams come to life. Visit them today at 1007 West 3rd Street, Texarkana, Texas, and 103 South Madden Street, Foreman, Arkansas. Happy gardening.
Keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities.
This is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
April R. Love Foundation will have the second annual 5K Walk in the Name of Love, Walk Run with a Purpose. April 27th, 10 a.m. at Hope Fair Park, 800 South Mockingbird, Hope, Arkansas. Free snacks and giveaways. On-site registration, 8:30 to 9:30. Award ceremony, 11:30. For more information, go to aprilrlovefoundation.org.
This is Leaving the Yard.
Leaving the Yard
with Chuck Zach.
Chuck Zach.
Presented by Liberty ILO ISD. And our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing, on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
All right, welcome back. 10 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the yard. Chuck, Zach, Dwight, McCowan. Last show of the week. Baseball tomorrow as we will be out of the studio for the Hawks and the Leopards. 6 o'clock over on Newstalk 107.1. All right. We started NBA talk. We talked the West for a minute. In the East, Philadelphia kind of got hosed.
It ain't a kinda. They did.
Well, I'm being nice. I'm trying to be nice. Yeah,
they did.
The Sixers and the Knicks, which I can't see the Sixers winning that series anyway. I think the Knicks are a little too physical for them.
No, and obviously Embiid's not 100%.
No, he's not.
And, you know, all the fouling went on, to me, Kyle Lowry, it couldn't happen to a better person who flops all the time.
I know. But the referees blew a series of calls.
They literally grabbed Maxie and turned them. Right. Like, how do you not call that? Like, you got to call that.
So how do you not call that? What's going on in the NBA? And I know you prefaced it last segment. Referees let them play more in the playoffs. They're not trying to foul guys out. They know it's going to be more physical. It's a half-court game in the playoffs.
Man,
it's not a full-court game.
The last 2 minutes almost turns into like an AAU game. If you've been to like an AAU tournament where it is just, if it ain't blood, there's no whistle call. And you just got to be really strong with the ball and just taking contact. And unless you're just a major superstar, you're not getting those calls.
Right.
And it's cool and it seems great. Unless it's your team, it's like, hey man, blow the whistle. If it's a foul in the first quarter, it should be a foul in the fourth quarter. That's always my thing, is just be consistent. So I mean, I like that they let them play physical, but my gosh, like, you can't just let them maul guys.
I want it to be this: if it's a foul in January, it should be a foul in April.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're expecting that the players play one style for the entirety of 81, 82 games. And then we get to the playoffs. You're like, nope, that style that you've gotten adept to, that's not how we're playing anymore.
Well, that's why guys like James Harden, I mean, he has some good games in the playoffs, but that's why he struggles at times, because he gets a lot of touch fouls in the regular season.
Right.
Him, Trae Young, SGA, those guys get a lot of those touch fouls where in the playoffs they don't call those. And so, to me, that's where the referees do those players an injustice and not just call them. Just call it like you're going to be calling it.
Right. Thank you. That's how I'd – yes. Call it the way you've been calling it. Be consistent all year long. Be as consistent in the playoffs. You know, I get the game's a little different than it was in the 80s and 90s. I get that. The bad boy era's gone. The physicality of the Celtics when they played together. The post play,
all that down the paint. Yeah, it's just gone.
We don't have 7-foot centers battling anymore and 6'9 power forwards that are down in the block. They're stretch fours now.
Mm-hmm.
I get the game's dramatically shifted, but it then all of a sudden, I'm a Bucks fan, right?
Yes.
But it's criminal. It's criminal what they let Giannis get away with in the playoffs when he's healthy and driving and just running people over. It's not how the NBA should be.
That's funny because I joke, me and my brother always talk during the playoffs, and I'm like, man, I literally don't know. If I'm a coach and I'm coaching against the Bucks, I'm telling the referee every game, how am I supposed to tell my players how to guard this guy? Because he's getting a head full of steam. We're building a wall, and he's just plowing through us.
Right.
And then we look up, block.
Right.
You can't guard. If that's the case, then we might as well just say, here, man, you can dunk all night. Because there's nothing we can do with that.
That's right.
When he gets a head full of steam, he doesn't even try to avoid the contact. So I agree with you on that one. Obviously, it's funny that you're a Bucks fan that you admit it, because, like, man, you watch the Bucks, and it's like, dude, how can you even – I remember watching the finals a couple years ago when they played Phoenix, and I'm like, he lives at the free throw line because he's just bowling those people.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm looking at DeAndre Ayton, and I'm like, I don't know what he's supposed to do. Like, what are we supposed to do?
Head down driving. Drive. I'm going to run you over, and they'll never call a foul on me.
If people can see me on Facebook, I'll be the coach with that meme. Yeah. Just my hands are up every time. Like, what do you want us to do, man? What do you want us to do?
And it's frustrating. And like I said, it's a team I root for.
Yes.
Love the fact they held a trophy up for the first time in 50 years. But the reality is that's not how the NBA should be. And that player should be held accountable for. You cannot have your head down driving and running over players on the other team without it being an offensive foul.
And on the flip side, Joel Embiid has traditionally struggled in the playoffs as well, because he gets a lot of touch fouls in the regular season, and he falls on the floor, he's flailing all over the place, and all of a sudden he doesn't get those calls in the playoffs, and he looks like, why am I not getting that call?
Yep.
Again, because of the consistency. You don't know from game to game how they're going to call these calls.
NBA is dealing with a gambling issue.
Yes. Michael Porter Jr.'s brother.
Yeah. Was it Jontae Porter? Jontae Porter has been suspended. this for those who didn't follow or haven't been following, he's a role player, was a role player.
Yes.
Didn't get very many minutes.
No.
Didn't get very many points. Didn't get very many rebounds. But on a number of occasions, the folks in Vegas red flagged.
Yes.
When a large amount of money started getting put on his over-under.
Yes.
For three-pointers or rebounds or whatever. And then he begs out and doesn't play or plays a minute, gets on the court, and then all of a sudden I've got a, you know.
Somebody's cashing in.
Yeah, I've got a pinky toe that hurts. I can't play anymore. And somebody made a big score on a ball game. Well, the NBA smelled around enough to say something stinks about what's going on here. This is not just a weird series of coincidence. Something's dirty.
Some inside trading going on.
Yeah, exactly right. And they suspended him. They had to, in my mind.
Correct. And ban him for life, that was you have to, because you got to set a precedent because where is the gambling and sports going to right now? We're not going backwards. We're going to keep this is going more forward. And so you need to let that precedent know that, hey guys, you want to do that? And okay, it's fine. Then you will lose your job for the rest of your life.
Yep.
And set that example on that young man, and you would think everybody else is like, hey, I'm not even going to take that chance. I'm going to just get my money here and be happy with what I got.
Well, you say that now. Do we think the rest of the league is clean?
Oh, 100% no, but I'm just saying you're trying to set that precedent to scare those guys to think, hey, think better about this, you know, be smarter about it. But there's always somebody going to try to push the envelope and try to get away with it.
And the sad part here is it's usually not the players that come up with this idea. Somebody's gotten to them.
Yes.
They want to make money. They've got something on a player. They force a player to try to put his finger on the scales and make a tip in the bettor's advantage. And what you end up with is, like you said, a young man who's lost his career. And I'm sure the guys that were behind it were going to keep betting, and they've got somebody else they're working on.
Yeah, I'm going to keep making my league minimum and be comfortable for the rest of my life. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Before we get out of here today, next weekend, Kentucky Derby.
I do keep up with it because I'm a big boxing fan.
Nice.
It's always when Kentucky Derby's going on, I know I got a big boxing match coming on Cinco de Mayo weekend.
Okay. Well, we got a local flavor for the Derby this year. The Ribble family own Honor Marie and left town yesterday, I guess.
Okay.
Heading for Louisville, where they've got they'll actually draw post position – starting positions on Saturday, I think.
Speaking of big money.
Whew. Yeah. Well, and big money as in the payout this year, normally it's about $3 million. It's $5 million this year, the purse is. I think first place horse is getting $3 million, and then it's like $1 million, then it's like $500,000. So the first three places are paying out better than $4.5 million. Wow. But we got a local flavor in this. Okay. And we'll keep an eye on, and we're rooting for Honor Marie now. We got one of our own there. Hopefully our pony comes in first.
Bring home some big money and take some
Yes, yeah. That would be awesome. So
absolutely.
We throw that out at you. We're going to try to reach out to the Ribble family and see if we can't maybe after the Derby. I doubt this next week they're going to be available to talk, but they're already out of town. But we'll see if we can't after the Derby, between the Derby and the Preakness, maybe get somebody on with us to visit about a little bit.
Good luck to them.
All right, we're out of time. Any last thoughts, sir?
No, just enjoy the draft, you football fans, and just have a good weekend.
Get ready. It's about to come on here live on The Fan 107.9. Don't forget baseball tomorrow night. First round of the draft, the only round we got on live on the Cowboys coverage. That's on 107.9. Everything else on ESPN. You guys take care. Have a good one. We'll talk to you again from the ballpark tomorrow.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan.
Or on demand anytime at thefan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS Texarkana.